This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Oshkosh Chamber members are optimistic about 2024. 57% of reporting companies expect sales to increase during the first quarter of this year. 57% of area CEOs expect to hire additional workers sometime during the year. Business owners surveyed also say finding qualified workers remains a challenge, but is improving. Still, 47% of respondents say they currently have jobs that are going unfilled. 95% of business owners believe Oshkosh, despite challenges like inflation, has a strong economy. With interest rates expected to drop this year and employment levels remaining strong, 2024 should include more business growth and expansion for the city. You can find out more of the results of the Business Outlook Survey by contacting the Chamber of Commerce. With the temperature expected to hit 50 degrees on Thursday of this week, there's more and more concern about the sturgeon spearing season. It starts this weekend. Officials are advising everyone to use extreme caution as they go out onto the ice. Page 2, the city is reviewing its parking fines. A study shows that parking fines in Oshkosh are much less than similar-sized communities. Most parking tickets have not been increased in nearly 15 years. The Common Council will review proposed new fines at their meeting next week. Tomorrow night, the Oshkosh School District is inviting the community to Belle Phillips Middle School for an update on the district's strategic plan for 2024. People who attend are encouraged to volunteer at one of the area schools. Absentee and early voting begins today for the February primary. Hours are from 8 o'clock till 4:30, with extended hours coming up on February 15th and 16th. Voting is at 19 East Irving Avenue. The City Plan Commission will hold a public hearing today on the Christine Ann Center's development plan to use the beach building, and there's still time to voice your opinion on the city's proposed vehicle registration fee. The council will have its first reading of the proposed $35 fee next week. Turning to sports, Oshkosh North basketball standout Zay Mitchell is now ranked in the top 150 players in the country for the class of 2025. The Spartans are back into the D1 top 10. They check in at number 8. Lourdes Academy's girls basketball team is ranked number 7 in Division 5. That's a look at Newsworthy for a Tuesday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.